without knowing it, really, before church, Pat and I were talking, and he said, no, I'm going to be talking about what he was talking about with the kids, about football and decisions. And I said, well, that's my sermon too. Not football, but decisions. And decisions are something that's facing every single one of us all the time. Decisions. What shall I wear today? Oh, what shall I prepare for lunch? Oh, what's going to be for dinner? Let's see if I can find... Oh, I've got to decide. Should I park there or there? Big decisions. Decisions all the time. We make them. Huge decisions and sometimes really insignificant decisions. Don't you find yourself in that same box? Decisions. How are we going to do these things? Oh, I've got to decide. Oh, I wish somebody would make up my mind for me. I heard somebody say that. Who would make up their mind for them? And I love Publix at the meat counter when there's this person talking to the butcher. Well, I can't decide whether I want that one or that one. And he says, it's the same cut. Well, I can't decide. So I looked at the meat she was talking about. I couldn't decide either. If you'll open your Bibles, we're going to read about decisions of faith. And decisions of faith are a far cry from the decisions that we talk about in terms of life itself. Really, really so. And John, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 56, going through 69. And it's part of a whole large thing that is entitled in your Bibles, Jesus is the Bread of Life. And the scripture begins at verse 56. Jesus is saying, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. One, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I've spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Sounds like Peter, doesn't it? Boom, I'm assured. I know what the others better agree with me on. That's exactly how it comes out, doesn't it? You know, this reading from John tells us that the decisions I make each day in matters of faith, in matters of faith about how I'll act, who I talk to, who I offer forgiveness for something that they did to me that really hurt, what I'll do with my money, and what I'll do with my time. These are small decisions, really, that all of us have to make every day. But I'm looking at it as me. I'm talking to me. They matter. Those kinds of decisions matter because they matter to God. That's what I'm finding from this lesson. At this point in our lesson, some of Jesus' followers had already gone away. Now, remember, we've got big gaps in the Scripture. We know that Jesus and the 12, that's where it went, but it's going to take more than 12 to really grow larger. So there were other followers. They were there. They really kept up with what He was doing and what He was teaching and what He was becoming. But it was the original 12 which was the core. But there were others. And when it tells us some of them were getting dissatisfied, they didn't like exactly what He was saying and what He was doing and what He was bringing them into, they backed away and they left. They went back home. Enough of this. Don't need this stuff anymore. And they rejected His teaching. His words about being the bread of life, the eternal word, didn't mean anything to them. And they just said, well, I can't decide to follow Him anymore. And Jesus saw it. The ones that were there making up the rest of the crowd. And so He asked the original 12. And it's interesting that Simon Peter spoke for all of them. He spoke for every single one of those 12 disciples. He replied because he was the strong leader that made up that group. They'd stay because Jesus really had the words of eternal life. He was the living word. He was what it was all about. And where could they go to find it? Nowhere. Nowhere. His decision makes a commitment to the Master of life that will indeed change lives forever. Jesus asked His followers this very personal and crucial question because doing what He was asking would push each one of them to their limits. Their limits physically, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It was true of disciples then, and believe it or not, my friends, it's true of all of us today. If we really want to follow Jesus Christ and not just say, I'm following Jesus Christ, there's going to be a demand, and we're going to have to make it. We're going to have to make it. Our decision to follow Jesus Christ is important. It's a decision that affects every other decision and every other aspect of our lives and the lives of those we love. It does. This is not to say that we won't be tempted to stray and to go our own way and to do our own thing and ignore people around us because we just don't want to be bothered. We have a lot of that going on. The important thing to remember is that God chose us. God chose us and sealed that decision. That decision with a cross. I'd love you to death. Literally, is what this good book tells us. The decision by God was made wholeheartedly, but without any reservation. Without any reservation, and there was everything so complete in that decision to love mankind that God didn't expect anything in return. And the beautiful part is, not even death can change that love. Oh, our decision to follow Jesus Christ is one that we don't just make one time in our life. And I've heard a lot of that from some of the greatest bigots that I've ever met. I gave my life to Jesus when I was 13 and a quarter. And I never changed. I've never grown up. I've never opened my mind. I've never lived my faith. And an emotional moment sometime over there doesn't really prepare you for here or for tomorrow. And the group that left Jesus wanted that one emotional moment to hold them tight. And when it didn't, they left. Peter said, "You have the words for eternal life. Where else can we go?" He should have said, "What else can we do? You've captured us. We believe in you. We will follow you." Maybe sometimes I was reading again during my sabbatical. Martin Luther fascinated me. And when Barbara and I were in Wittenberg, and we went around all the places where Luther had made his impact on that community when the Reformation began, Martin Luther fascinated me because every single morning he awoke. Now remember, he'd been a priest. He awoke and said, "Thank you, God." And then he made the sign of the cross. Every single morning, and said in German, "I am baptized as a child of God." Maybe we need to do that as a reminder. When we wake up and the aches are there when we're getting out of bed, "I am a child of God." Now, this is one way to remember exactly what Jesus is talking about here. But it's the most important decision ever made, that you can make on your behalf. At no time are you not God's child. I don't care how mature you are. We're always God's child. God's decision to love and forgive us no matter what is ironclad in Jesus Christ. Peter knew it. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words for eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Amen. God, our Father, we're grateful for your Spirit and your love, for the way you watch over us and guide us and even tolerate the times when we can't even tolerate ourselves. Thank you for your absolute love. Thank you for giving us Christ. Thank you for the Spirit of truth. And thank you for giving us the choice to decide on you or decide on nothing. Amen.